20 tongue twisters in under 2 minutes. Impossible. It's probably more like 10. But I'm also going to have to use one of these ones. Let's get into it. Number one, which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? I'm going to do it with my trusty bone prop. Which wristwatches are Swiss wristwatches? Oof, it's hard. That's a hard one. And if I wanted to get faster at that, I'd have to practice it every day. And if you want to do the same, you should do that too. Number two. Okay, unique New York. You know you need unique New York. Unique New York. You know you need new... Unique New York. You know you need unique New York. It's more about remembering it, really. Because if I were reading it off the thing, it might even be harder. So trying to learn it helps to say it. Four furious friends fought for the phone. That's not too bad. Might be hard for some people, though. Four furious friends fought for the phone. Four furious friends fought for the phone. Four furious friends fought for the phone. How much ground could a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground? How much chuck would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? It's a similar one to that, isn't it? Freshly fried flying fish. Freshly fried flying fish. Freshly fried flying fish. Freshly fried flying fish. That's not too hard for me. Maybe it is for you. Give it a go. A proper cup of coffee from a proper copper pot. A proper cup of coffee. A proper cup of coffee from a proper copper pot. Yes! How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? That's not too bad. Black bug's blood. 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 It's pretty difficult, actually, when you repeat it. And see how fast you can get with those. That's probably quite a nice one. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? Where she sits... Uh-oh, I know what's going to happen here. Where she sits, she shines. And where she shines, she sits. Do you know what's going to go wrong here? Where she... That was not on purpose, trust me. I'm going to have to put this as... bad language video, aren't I? Where she sits, she shines. And where she shines, she sits. Three free throws. Three free throws. Three free throws. Three free throws. Ooh, that's a bit tricky. See how fast you can get that one. Repeat, repeat, repeat. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. No, that's not too bad. A skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk. But the stump thunk the skunk stunk. Okay. That's one for you. That could be good. Remember, this list of all these 20 is going to be below, and also my website, there's going to be a downloadable one that you can print off, a PDF. Six slippery snails slid slowly seaward. Six slippery snails slid slowly seaward. See, this is how we'd pronounce it in English, at least. We'd say six slippery snails. But to sort of pronounce these words properly, I'm trying to, and to break them up to get all the sounds, I'm saying six slippery. So rather than six slippery, six slippery. Six slippery snails slid slowly seaward. So I think that's the idea of this. It's not that you make it sort of run into each other like you would speak normally. It's about pronouncing every you know, consonant and every end of letter before you move on. Six slippery snails slid slowly seaward. 15. 12 twins twirled 12 twigs. 12 twins twirled 12 twigs. I found that easier if I'm holding my head very still. A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits. Right, so I just had a visitor to this room. For those of you that don't know, why would you know at all? I've been here for 3.5 years since my daughter was born, and I took on this studio and the one behind you, which you can't see at the moment. But now I have to give it up because essentially YouTube and my courses don't make me enough money anymore, so I've got to move out because I can't afford to rent the space. And that's largely due to people pirating my courses and selling them for cheap online. Those versions they're selling don't come with me, and they don't come with much of the information that the real courses do. They're selling them much cheaper, but again, it's illegal. They've pirated them, and they're selling them from different countries and through different VPNs. And they're being caught up with in various guises. They're being chased by other course makers, but it's very disheartening, and it's taken a lot away that I can't afford to really run this as a business anymore. So these videos are coming less and less because there's just no time, because I have to find other ways of bringing in an income, which is why this channel has suffered the most, because it's not really been paying for itself. And that sounds terrible, but what was doing well a couple of years ago is now not doing so well. So all the support you give me, I'm really really happy to receive. I'm really glad that there are people out there who are supportive, and you know, people even just donating because they got value from it. That's really great. I'm not asking everyone to buy my courses. They're for people who want to do more and B, can afford it. And also, I'd rather people came to me and asked if there's a way we can work out payments, as opposed to just going and buying one off a pirate, really, because that's also feeding illegal activities, and it gives them incentive to carry on for themselves. And if they're not getting any money, then they're not going to continue stealing other people's work. Right, that's my little rant over. Now, where were we? What was the last one we did before I got rudely interrupted? 17. The great Greek grape growers grow great Greek grapes. Now, this is one I'm finding very hard. It's less of a tongue twister, more of a brain teaser. The great Greek grape growers grow great Greek grapes. Okay, I think with a bit of practice I could get faster at this. Some people say there's not really much value to these, and oftentimes those people are voice pathologists and speech therapists. They say, oh, no, it's not, it doesn't really do anything. But actually they do, because they help you with dexterity. And if you can get these tongue twisters around your mouth, other words and other sentences will come out easier. So if you're someone who trips over their words and isn't that articulate or clear, doing these will help you learn to become clearer, because you have to focus on getting them correct. And you can do that by slowing them down and get, like, as I've been showing you, and taking your time. Sometimes it might be just that you have to read them or learn them. Other times you might need to warm up or work harder on your articulation through using the bone prop or using your small finger knuckle in your mouth. So then your tongue's working harder and other things. But generally, these can be useful if you want to learn to speak more. Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. Okay, I can clearly nail that one. That one's easy for me. Might be very hard for others. Give it a go. Red lorry, yellow lorry. I've always struggled with this next one. Number 19. The sixth sick sheep's sixth sheep's sick. The sixth sick sheep's sick. Okay, tough one. Tough one again. It's always been a tough one for me as well. So it's another one worth going over. What's next? Number 20. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. That's not tough for me at all. That's quite easy. So look, that's 20 tongue twisters. And there's more than enough in there for you to practice daily. Slow at first, after a warm-up, after a physical warm-up. And if you don't know how to warm up physically and warm up your articulators, there is a video here on that exactly. So you can do that. Then come here and use these as part of your dexterity routine. And it's going to help you really formulate sentences together that might be tricky in your everyday life. Take this for example, boxers or fighters or people working in MMA or athletes. They don't train on the day, not most of them at least, they don't train on the day that they fight, right? They do all the work at home and then they try and forget it, and they've got to be present and in the moment. And that's how you want to be with your speech. You want to be present, thinking and able to articulate without stuttering and stopping and considering your words because you're tripping over them. So these kind of exercises are going to help you evolve and improve your speech to the level that you can feel more confident and more articulate when you speak to others. And I really hope these 20 help you. There's lots more on here, on my courses. Check them out. Subscribe, like, share this with someone who needs it. That would be great. And, you know, leave me a comment. Say hi. Not for the YouTube algorithm, but for me to know that you're there and getting value from this. Thank you very much. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, or was. We'll be somewhere new soon. Till the next time. Look after your voice. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.